The ShotSpotter system in Milwaukee uses sensors to detect loud noises like gunfire. Police say the system improves their response time to shootings and helps them determine where to have officers patrol. Last June, Governor Walker vetoed more money for ShotSpotter out of the current two-year state budget. Now he's reversed course and approved $175,000 in state funds that will get a match from Milwaukee County. Walker says he doesn't regret last year's veto.
No, I think at that point we didn't know enough about the technology. And this was one where being able to see it and, as I mentioned, seeing that this leveraged not only state dollars, but it leveraged money from Milwaukee County as well as the city of Milwaukee. I think that's important.
Milwaukee police say it will take a few months to expand ShotSpotter coverage from its current 3 miles to 10. At a Milwaukee prayer vigil this morning for 29-year-old Frederica Hodges, killed when she was caught in a crossfire this week, not all were sold on ShotSpotter. Bob Groff says the system doesn't do enough to prevent shootings.
The emphasis is always on afterwards, after the crime, you know.
There were several other shootings in Milwaukee this week. 48-year-old Matthew Glassford has been identified as the other fatality, bringing Wisconsin Public Radio's count of gun homicides in the state this year to 22. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.